昨天的波提吉达 ，when you walking with 波提吉达，东人 ，you know with 东人 meditation， 我们的波提吉达 ，so forth like that， or the emptiness， and so you can do walking with the， I say the this mental emptiness， looking everything is empty， but the other thing， the other one is you see。Yeah, like we meditate on the karma. Karma, remember the karma. So looking at yourself and your actions, walking the road, the hard road existing from the side of the true existing road. Have the whole thing, sky, trees, whatever, everything you see. Do not exist. Totally do not exist from the side of the totally empty. That walking with that mind. But then the other one is remember I mentioned the other day, two days ago, so everything is totally empty, you see. Do not exist from inside, you see. Completely empty. Okay? I do not exist from inside, action do not exist from inside, road do not exist, sky, trees, whatever, do not exist from inside, at all. Totally empty. Completely empty. Not even an atom of that exists from inside, you see. Something real or not merely of the mind, not even the atom that exists from inside. So, then that's the reality. That's the reality. So you see, then you see all these, merely imputed by mind, exist mere name, merely imputed by mind. So you see, then there's all this. Hallucination is truly existence. Truly existence, existing from inside, from exists by its nature. Truly existent or real one, real eye, real action, walking, real road, real sky, real tree. So everything existing from its own side. So all this hallucination came from your mind, decorated by your ignorance. Decorated by your ignorance. Mental fabricated, decorated, projected by your ignorance, okay? So the I, the real I, real action, real, all this, you know, appearing, all this appearing from its own side, okay? So this is a total hallucination. So with this awareness, you walk with this awareness continuously. You walk. You see, when you recognize this hallucination, looking at it, a hallucination, that which is a hallucination. So that time is that time, you know. I guess the object is that, you see, when you practice mindfulness, looking at it, a hallucination, that which is a hallucination, then you see, you're more powerful than the object, okay? You're more powerful, you see. But when you don't do that practice, when you let your mind hold on to believe that they're all true, what you know, instead of looking at it, hallucination, you look at it truly existent, okay? So you look at it truly existent, okay? So then you see, that time you're weak. You're weak, and the object, this wherever you look at it, so powerful to you. You know? Road, everything was so powerful to you, you see? Like that. Instead of looking at it, hallucination, looking at it real, looking at it true. You see? Which is the hallucination, but you look at it true. So that time, you see, everything becomes very powerful, you see, like dominating or, you know, very controlling, very powerful, you see. But the other way around, see, the other way, you look at it, you see. You look at it, hallucination, that was hallucination. Okay? Then you see, say, you don't, you don't, That is, I mean, somewhere like that, there's not that power, you see. So you're kind of more like more powerful, kind of that, you see. Then the object is sort of that. So might be that, you see. So anyway, that, so when you're walking, so that's, you know, the one, that mindfulness in that. When you're at the beach or walking, I mean, in the forest or wherever you are, say, traveling. So while you're going by car, by train, by motorbike, motorbike, the, you know, on foot, right? So you can have this meditation, you see. Antidote to samsara, you know. Cutting the samsara, what is the root of samsara, the ignorance is cut. The eliminating, the cutting, eliminating, okay? So imagine, doesn't become cause of samsara. Doesn't become cause of samsara. You know, it becomes cause of samsara. It becomes as an antidote to samsara. Antidote to samsara. See, it's all become like medicine. To seize the delusion, sickness, the delusions, you see. So kind of that, you know, then especially ignorance. So that's fantastic. Can imagine that meditation. To practice mindfulness this for hours, you see, all day long. I mean, can imagine. So that's similar what you can do while you have meetings. While you have meetings, many hours meetings, you see. But part of your mind is meditation. Part of your mind is meditation. You see, doing this. So, looking at everything as a hallucination, that which is hallucination. You see? Looking false, that which is false. Okay? So looking empty, that was empty. Anyway, when you look at the false or hallucination, there is the false, you see. That everything what is merely impeded by mind then appear to you existing from their own side, you know, something real, you see. So you look at it back, then you look at it back, it's false or hallucination, you see. So then you see. So yeah, like that, you see. Couldn't it like that. Then the couldn't it like this, you see. Even for example, while you have meeting, you know, things like that. And then, while your mind is in this state of this meditation, you see somebody criticizes you, somebody put down, somebody put up you, somebody praises you, somebody criticizes you, whatever. You see many things happening around you. Then you see it doesn't affect your mind. You see, it's kind of you know, it's kind of, there's no meaning, kind of like, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't bring up and down, you see. So, it doesn't disturb you. So, because it doesn't cause rise attachment, you know. So when because of that, you know, then it doesn't cause rise attachment, so therefore, there's no up and down, you see. If there's attachment, then there's also anger. You know, somebody criticizes you, you know, Somebody harms the attachment, somebody angerizes. So there's up and down, suffering, you know. When it's up, it's suffering, when it's down, suffering. So your life is continuously suffering, you see. So you see, when your mind is continuously in this meditation, while you're meeting, you see, then you see, side of mind, you see. Then you see, your mind is so relaxed. Your mind is so relaxed, totally free, totally free from anger, attachment, this, you know, this delusion, you see. So much of this worldly concern, you are free. See. But then your life is in the middle, you see, not in the extreme. Near eternal Mahavadi, you know. So in the state of peace, inner peace, and say, so then do not create any karma. You don't create any karma. You see, it's unbelievable help. You don't create any karma during those times. So, I'm just giving an example, you know. While you're doing job, you know, how to meditate, you know, emptiness, you see. At the same time, you see, the heart of Buddhism, you see. So all the, you know, teachings with the method, you know, so it's taught for wisdom, to extract wisdom, you see. This is the heart of the wisdom, you see, practice. So you are practicing the most important teaching of Buddhism. You are practicing that. You are minding that while you're doing job. So while you're driving car or while you're shopping or while you're sweeping or you're doing clean business. You know, while you are cleaning. So a part of mind is meditation. So while you're cleaning, constantly awareness, you know, that all these things, the way appearing, existing from their side is hallucination. So with constant awareness in that, you see, the fact the floor, carpet, the house, the whole thing, you see, you know, false. See. And what appears something real from there is a mental fabrication, is decorated by your ignorance, you see. View of your ignorance, view of your hallucinating mind, which is a hallucination, okay? So that. So all day long, you have so much fun. All day long, then, you see, you have so much fun. You know, so much fun, the incredible, the peace at the same time in the heart, you know, no disturbances, and so much fun. See. So the life become then life become very interesting. You know, otherwise, you see, no bodhicitta, nothing. Then becomes so boring. Life becomes so boring, you know. Every day doing this job is so boring, you know. Everything is so boring, you know. So your life becomes very boring. So then thought comes, you don't live. Don't commit suicide. You see. So that's where the life goes. You know? So you see, after so much boring, their life goes commit suicide. You see, but without thinking. Without knowing, without thinking, the consciousness continues. Consciousness doesn't stop. Body even disintegrated, appears to stop. Consciousness continues. So that's the next life. So without thinking that, then if you kill yourself, that's it. It looks like everything finished. Which is 100% totally wrong. Suicidal thoughts, there's big mistakes, not thinking that conscience doesn't stop, conscience continues. Then when the conscience have to continue, you see, then there's also result sufferings. You have to experience all the result sufferings, you see, because the conscience continues. So then that means solution is only dharma practice to purify past karma, and you don't create karma again. So the solution comes to dharma. So it's a short break.